The virus has now killed more than 100 people in China, and new cases have been confirmed around the world.
So you don't want to frighten the American public.
France and South Korea have also got evacuation plans.
But you need to prepare for and assume,
strongly warning Americans to avoid all non-essential travel to China,
that this is going to be a real serious problem.
France, Australia, Canada, the US, Singapore, Cambodia, Vietnam, the list goes on.
Health officials are investigating more than 100 possible cases in the US.
Germany, a man has contracted the virus.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
Japan, where a bus driver contracted the virus.
Coronavirus has killed more than 100 people there and infected more than 4,500.
We have to prepare for the worst, always, because if you don't and the worst happens.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Here's the thing I want to focus on, because you just said something that's a critical point here. You said that you can't vaccinate your way out of this pandemic. Break that down for me. Why is that?
So it comes down to fundamentals of evolution and selection of viruses. Now that it's fully in the population, if you start vaccinating as we are and advocating that we have universal vaccination, what that's going to do is drive vaccine-resistant mutants. That's inevitable. That's just fundamental virology 1A. And as you do that,
let me ask you this question, though, because the spin is just the opposite out there. It's saying that it's the unvaccinated people who are generating the mutants. Can you work through the biology of why that's exactly wrong?
Those are one of the fundamental lies. And I think it has to do with the scare tactics going on right now, because they're really all in thinking that they have to have universal vaccines. But it makes no sense to anybody that's had even basic genetics. What the virus will replicate in the unvaccinated as it would in any human population, but it won't evolve to escape the vaccines. It will evolve to escape the vaccines only in those that have been vaccinated, particularly when we have a leaky vaccine, which is what we have. All of these are leaky vaccines. They don't fully protect people from being infected and having the virus replicate, and they don't protect other people from being infected by those that have received the vaccine and been protected. What that means is that viruses that are able to survive in people that have been vaccinated are going to be more resistant to vaccines. And what we end up with is an arms race between us and the virus if we do this.
The problem that we have is this crazy obsession over these vaccines is forcing us into a situation where we're evolving super virus that will blow through the immunity of the vaccine. So that
Europe is 6 weeks to 2 months ahead of the U.S. So what should people be thinking about over this holiday period?
We are going to have a wave of virus, and the best thing that we can do here, and it will blow right through the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The data are quite clear on that. The only debate now is, are vaccinated people at higher risk of disease? Okay, it's going to blow through, so build community. Start to build lists through your church, through whatever organizations you're in. Be able to reach out to the old people. Get information to people about early treatment. Find doctors that are willing to treat you. The question to ask is, ask your doc, what are you going to do if I come down with this disease? And if they say, well, we're going to give you an aspirin and wait until you go to the hospital, go find another doc. Okay? You got to think global, act local, start to build community. Prepare for this next wave, because I'm sorry to tell you, the government and the industrial hospital system are not your friends right now.
Okay, welcome to the War Room. We're live Friday, 26 November, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's Black Friday. We got a meltdown in the stock market. We've got new information coming out throughout the world about the new variant, the South African variant. We're going to get to all that. We got Dr. Robert Malone. We got Dr. Peter Navarro. But I want to go first to Rome, to Ben Harnwell. Ben, Italy today, kind of interesting. Europe is shutting down all travel from Africa and South Africa into Italy, but they're not shutting down anything about the illegal migrants coming across the border. Ben Harnwell, what's going on in Europe right now?
Hey, Steve, that's exactly right. There are 463 migrants currently waiting off the port of Augusta, waiting for clearance to land, and they're on the great famous migrant ferry Sea Watch 4. And yesterday the president of the lower chamber in the Italian parliament, who is the equivalent of Nancy Pelosi. His name is Roberto Fico. And he said yesterday, right, the life and dignity of people must always be the European paradigm, the paradigm of our union. And speaking specifically to the migrant crisis, Fico said, one cannot think of solving it by erecting walls and trampling on people's dignity. So there we go. At the very moment that Italy has just passed a two-week emergency decree stopping Italians from coming into the country, they're still letting people coming in on a daily basis. And of course, nobody knows which South African, which African countries they have as their point of origin.
Ben, this is the reason we wanted to start this show with you. We got Malone, Peter Navarro's in studio, is that Europe's been on a knife's edge. You've had these massive protests, some turn into actual to riots as the police have tried to crack down. Italy's been in and out of lockdowns. How is this information? You know, WHO's meeting today. Tony Fauci was on earlier today. WHO's meeting about this new variant. Where the folks in Italy right now, where are their heads in all this?
Well, right now, I have to say, most people are still at work, and this news has been breaking. For example, in the UK, they only passed their two-week measure banning everyone apart from British nationals and British citizens from coming into the country 3 hours ago. So this is literally breaking news. What I can say is that the anger is at breaking point here. Every weekend now, for the past few months, there have been a growing number of protests right across Italy, right across Europe, of course. And I'm absolutely convinced that the fact that they're banning Italians from coming into the country and letting in the migrants is only going to exacerbate the latent rage and anger that is currently bubbling above the surface here in Italy right now.
Before I let you go, one last thing. Can Italy financially take another one of these extensive lockdowns and also another stimulus package? Because they're actually talking about it in the U.S. right now. Can the Italian balance sheet, can the Italian government actually finance? Because you can see where this is headed, right? You can see what WHO is going to start with, you know, start with a travel ban, which, by the way, we got Peter Navarro here. They're not talking about that here in the United States, right? You start with a travel ban, then you go to a lockdown, then you have to go to another stimulus. What is that going to do to the folks in Italy right now?
Well, Italy is not in a situation to sustain increased lockdowns and payments. This really depends on German sensibilities, because it's the German taxpayer which is currently subsidizing the Italian operation. Now, you mentioned the US situation just now, and everyone was told repeatedly when President Biden won or didn't win the election, that America is back. And yet, at the moment, there are countries right around the world. I've got the list here of countries that have introduced bans from, and we're talking here from countries to do with France, Germany, the Netherlands, right? All these countries have introduced bans. The European Union is talking now about doing, Ursula von der Leyen is talking about doing a Europe-wide ban. If America is back, it needs to act before President Biden finishes his afternoon sleep. This is a breaking situation. There's every evidence that this variant is actually the one. It's going to be more powerful than the current vaccines are capable of dealing with. And there is action which is needed right now. It's a mystery as why the US hasn't mirrored the quick actions of its European counterparts.
Okay, we're going to get to all that. Ben Harnwell, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll maybe try to grab you for the 5 o'clock show. Ben Harnwell from live from Italy. I want to go to bring in Dr. Malone. Dr. Robert Malone joins us. We played that because Dr. Malone's been calling this, although he's saying, hey, don't get ahead of the story here. We want to put this story up in Nature about the ACE2 receptors and all that. But I got to ask you, Peter Navarro, when you have the EU, you have these countries at least uncertain about what the cause of this is, the 10 mutations, isn't it logical the first thing you do is just say, hey, let's not let anybody back in, let's not let anybody in the country, like you argued with President Trump to do against Fauci? Isn't that the first thing you do, just to get your arms around what's going on?
Steve, I'm going to surprise you with this answer, because I'm not sure that's the thing to do right now, because this genie's out of the bottle. It's going to travel and quickly around the world. Here's what I think needs to happen, and it's the Malone Navarro Doctrine, and I'm very much the junior partner on this. There has to be an end immediately to the universal vax policy. It's very clear, and Doc Malone can talk about the science of this, that we are running the risk of creating vaccine-resistant mutations. They're proliferating, that could wind up doing great harm to people around the world who, ironically, are vaccinated. That policy is not working. The Malone-Navarro Doctrine is vaccinate only the most vulnerable.
Targeted.
Full stop. And always remember that we are not really vaccinating people. That is not a vaccination. Okay. But the other part of it is, and the more important part, is to allow private physicians to treat people here at the first sign of symptoms and flood this country and the world with ready access to cheap therapeutics. I begin with hydroxychloroquine in Trump time, chapter 7. Read that, you'll understand why. Dr. Malone has a much more textured view of the range of options, but it has to be, therapeutics has to be our first line of defense now, because this is here.
Okay.
It's coming.
Let's put the Daily Mail story up. Let's get all those up, if Denver could start putting those up, in the Nature article. Dr. Malone, tell us where, I think, isn't South Africa or Botswana, wherever this is coming from, only 20% vaccine? So is this, walk us through, does this support your thesis that the leaky vaccines may have been like the antibiotics? You might be creating superbugs. Tell us what's going on.
So thanks, Steve. And I just want to shout out, Steve wasn't using the term new in the sense of N-E-W. He was correctly identifying the name, the next Greek name for this variant, which is N-U. It's B.1.1.529. So it's the new variant in both dimensions. It appears to have arisen in Botswana. I'm still trying to get details on what are the predominant vaccines in Botswana and their uptake. Uptake in general in Africa is low. In South Africa, it's about 20%. The jabs seem to be all J&J and Pfizer. The three gentlemen infected in Hong Kong right now all received two jabs of Pfizer. So it seems, if you take that as our data, that this is blowing straight through the Pfizer vaccine protection. According to the Nature article, it says that this the laboratory of Penny Moore in South Africa, a leading virology lab down there, is suggesting that this is also blowing through not just antibody, but also T cell responses. So this is not something to toy with. We don't know what the genesis of this is. Is it from a vaccine escape mutant? It certainly looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
When you say it's blowing through T cell and antibody, you're saying that natural immunity does not work again. This variant is does not stop. Natural immunity does not hurt immunity, and natural immunity does not stop this.
The natural immunity question is unresolved. The vaccines elicit both T and B responses, and this appears to be escaping both of those, according to Dr. Moore, the T epitopes associated with spike. The high density of mutations are on the receptor binding domain, the catcher's glove that sticks above the spike protein. That is the predominant target for the vaccines. So it certainly has a lot of the characteristics of what Gert von den Bosch has been predicting. And it also seems to be more and highly infectious. It's not just escaping the vaccine resistance, but it appears to also be more infectious intrinsically. So this kind of looks like the Merrick virus situation that so many have been warning us about.
Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we return, we got Dr. Peter Navarro, we got Dr. Malone. We're going to get all over. I don't think this country, I don't think the United States, with the red states and the blue enclaves, I don't see a lot of people stepping up and saying we're going to shut this thing down again. So we're kind of back to the beginning in a lot of regards, right? Same conversations you were having in January of 2020. Here we are in November 2021, because people did not get on top of this. Okay, short commercial break. Back in a moment. Okay, John Yarmuth is the head of the Budget Committee for the Democrats in the House. Guess what he did today? He announced his retirement. You know why? He's one of the guys responsible for this fiasco up here of $5 trillion, $5 trillion of additional spending over the $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion deficit we're going to run on an annual basis. Long story short, we're about to add $45 trillion of debt to the balance sheet of the United States. You know what that means for you? It means it's time for you to get out of your kind of sleep and to wake up and understand that you've got to now take action to look at every available store of value, because they're going to crush the United States dollar. The way you do that is text. You got to go to Birch Gold. AAA rated by the Better Business Bureau. They're the guys to go to start to understand precious metals as an alternative. How do you get there? It's simple. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at 484848. That is Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at the number, 484848. It's no obligation. You're not committed to anything. You get a 20-page brochure that starts it off. Then you can talk to Philip Patrick and all the great team at Birch Gold. Remember, the United States government, not you, is on a death struggle with the U.S. dollar. It's now time for you to start thinking about your financial alternatives. One of them you have to consider is precious metals, gold and silver. Go to the folks at Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at the following number, 484848. Take action. Use your agency. Do it today.
Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're so hot this morning, we actually got bonus time. Great. By the way, so it's Black Friday. We got Peter Navarre here. We're going to talk about the economics, all of it. But, of course, overnight, coming out of Africa, a new strain. I know a lot of people are sitting there going, hey, this is just the globalists. It didn't work the first time for the lockdowns. The conspiracy theory guys all over this. Some of the people just said, hey, I've heard enough of this. It's like the common cold. We're going to get in back of all that. That's what we brought in. Dr. Malone gave us time. Peter Navarre decided to come down here and be in the war room today. Make sure it's Black Friday. If you don't want Pete Buttigieg in your life for your holiday shopping, go to MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. You got the sheets, you got the pillows, you got all of it, okay? Check out the sales across the board on all these selected products. Here's the key. If you order it, you're going to get it. Mike Lindell's not letting Pete Buttigieg get between you and your presents for yourself and for others in the Christmas holidays. MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. Okay, I want to reset here for a second. We are back to kind of the beginning again, right? Yeah. And you and Malone are not alarmists, but you're kind of the rationalist realist. Remember, both of you guys were at the forefront of Malone's a vaccinologist. You were at the forefront of creating the vaccine or the gene therapy, understanding what he had to be up against. What's shocking is why you say, hey, the genie's out of the bottle. Well, the genie was out of the bottle in Wuhan on the 27th of January when you told the president, we got to shut down everything from mainland China coming in. The genie was much more out of the bottle then than it probably is out of Africa. So why are you saying
we didn't know that? It was like a fog order. Let me take you in Trump time book to February 9, 2020. Because this is people need to understand kind of what the chessboard looked like back then, how eerily similar it looks like. So February 9, 2020, I'm sitting in my office beginning what would be a series of a dozen memos, and I got Doc Stephen Hatfield by my side, right? This man is a hero for this country. And we write a set of memos.
Our original Worm Pandemic co-host.
Yeah. We write a series of memos that lay out what I call the five-vector attack strategy for the pandemic. The vaccine, first of all, was only one of those five vectors. And Hatfield and I, together with Rick Bright, basically, I say quite clearly, this is not a silver bullet, number one, Steve. Okay, really important. Number two, there will be mutations. Okay. This is, there's a great quote in the In Trump Time book by Hatfield, said it goes along the lines of viruses are clever little beasts, right? Their goal is to kill as many people as possible. So when they evolve, they won't be like Ebola, which kills people too quickly for the spread, right? So we will be, and this is the thing that chilled me when Hatfield said this, we will be in a war of attrition with the virus. Okay, so we knew that right then. And from that single observation, Steve, the second vector, far more important than the vaccine, far more important was therapeutics. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
And our whole strategy that we recommended was therapeutics oriented, because the vaccine itself was a long shot. And the fact that we delivered a vaccine, which isn't exactly a vaccine, kind of underscores that. Now, what happened was, because of Fauci, because of Jeff Zucker at CNN, because of the Democrats, therapeutics went the way of all flesh. We were not able to develop them. We couldn't flood the zone, for example, with hydroxychloroquine. I had 64 million tablets of that stuff, which would have treated 4 million Americans and saved tens of thousands of lives. Yeah. But that got shut down. My point here is that we are back to that square one right now. We've got a rapidly mutating virus. It's a crapshoot. At some point, a mutation could be one that starts hitting our children.
No, but let me get to the way, that's what they're arguing right now. Fauci's on CNN this morning arguing, hey, we think this may be most, the children may be most vulnerable
but,
to this.
But yeah. let me just say one last thing. What they're going to do is exactly what they shouldn't do, okay? This isn't going to be cured by universal vaccinations and lockdowns. Ain't going to happen. The goal is herd immunity.
That's what they're blaming.
The goal is herd immunity, and the only way we're going to get to that is through this network of physicians.
If T cell response and antibody responses question, doesn't that question herd immunity? Let me bring him alone for a second, because this is a complicated one.
Yes,
and this is what I don't understand, Dr. Malone. You've warned about this on the vaccines, but even so, we have known from the beginning the mutations and the multiple mutations of this thing are the problems. Now they've got one coming out of South Africa. That has 10 mutations, I think they're talking about. So, Dr. Malone, reset us. Exactly where are we? What is this issue coming out of South Africa? And is it being overhyped now by the guys that have been terrible in this, the World Health Organization, or is this as serious as you think it is?
So you just, again, hit the nail on the head. The problem now is that the world health community and leadership is so compromised by the chronic fear porn, propaganda, censorship, etc., that we can't know what's actually real and what isn't real. We have to sort that out ourselves, because we can't rely on them, because they have this long history of manipulating information to suit their various political agendas. And it turns out that there's two political agendas on the table right now that have been pushed over the last month. One is, why is Africa not being infected? And the other is, we got to jab all the kids. And so now we have the confluence, a very convenient confluence of Tony saying, well, you know, we're going to have to jab all the kids, and the claims that this is infecting children more frequently than prior variants. And we don't know the details of its infectivity, but the signs are, I got to call it as I see it right now, this does look like it is a highly infectious variant that escapes vaccine selection. I'm completely in with Peter. And that was my position at the start of this, when I got that call from the CIA agent in Wuhan on January 4th, that we had to focus on repurposing drugs and therapeutic options. That's still the case. You're right. We're still right back at that starting point, only it's kind of, we made it worse by this give a three-year-old a hammer and everything becomes a nail approach with the vaccines that are really not effective. Let's call it what it is. So I don't know what to say here. The data is emerging. The data are not encouraging. I love your thanks for the clips in the lead-in. We do have to prepare for what's going to sweep over us. I'm also with Peter. The cat's out of the bag. This thing has already gone global. It's in Hong Kong. That means it's in a lot of places. We haven't been shutting. You know, we would have had to shut down traffic from Botswana about a month ago, so we missed that opportunity. I think if we want to criticize WHO right now, one clear one is they missed the signal. They should have been alerted to this earlier, but here we are. And it, you know, it's only if we were to implement a lockdown right now in terms of travel from infected regions like Great Britain has done, what it'll do is slow the emergence of this and spread across the United States. And that probably has some merit right now, because, you know, if we can buy ourselves a few weeks, we're going to learn a little bit more about its infectivity, risks, and potential treatment. So I don't know what to say here, Steve. There's no pleasure in predicting something like this and then seeing it come through. It may feel, you know, there's a little bit of vindication, but absolutely not pleasure. I'm really sorry to see this.
But hey, before you jump in, but we always knew that mutations and variants were going to happen, right?
We did, but they didn't. That's the point. I mean, look,
WHO,
Fauci, they look. It's an ideology with them. It's science with us. Okay, it's an ideology with them. It's science with us. I'm an economist. I'm sitting in February 9, 2020, all in the In Trump Time book, and we're writing memos that say this thing's going to mutate. It's a war of attrition. How come I know that and Tony Fauci doesn't know that? Now, let me say one other thing about the In Trump Time book, which is important. The whole chapter on a presidential commission on the origins of this friggin' virus.
Big time.
If we had known from the get-go, what Fauci should have told us is that thing came from Wuhan. It was genetically engineered, Steve. You know what? We would have demanded, in to the point of going to war with communist China, they disclose what the hell they just made. And if they'd done that, we wouldn't be stuck with this faux vaccine that just provokes immune responses. It's an inferior, leaky, non-durable beast. Booster, booster, booster. Instead, we would have been able to design a true vaccine that would have maybe been able to work a whole lot better. We missed that window. It's not too late. We still don't know what the hell they made. We still don't know what Fauci and the Chinese Communist Party have foisted upon the world.
Dr. Malone, let's do a reset. Tell us about the mutations, the receptors. Why is this different, and why does this have people like yourselves and others so worried?
So we're still learning about the mutations. There's quite a few of them. They're in the receptor binding domain. This is the spike. Remember, spike is like a treble hook if you're going to use a bass plug. It's three different versions. It's three different copies of spike that come together and they form a syringe in the middle. Each one of them has like a catcher's glove that floats around freely at the top of the protein. And that's the receptor binding domain. That's what grabs onto the ACE2 receptor that you were just referring to. And these mutations are clustered in the ACE2 receptor in areas that are known to be responsible for inactivating antibody binding. Those sites have been mapped. There was a super group and study, international study, out of La Jolla Institute of Allergy and Immunology, and they already know the answers. I guarantee that those guys down in La Jolla and gals can tell you immediately where these are in terms of the functional binding domains and whether or not they're interfering with each other. But it does appear, from the little bit of information we have right now coming out of good geneticists and virologists in South Africa, that what we've got is a high density of mutations in the receptor binding domain, this catcher's glove that sticks above the spike protein and binds ACE2. And those appear to be clustered in regions known to be critical for neutralizing antibodies. So that's the big kicker. This looks like it is precisely what Gert von den Bosch has been predicting. This is the domain that the vaccines are designed to elicit immunity against. This is the domain where they had the specific point mutations to try to make it more immunogenic. This is exactly what we have been vaccinating against, and that's where all the mutations are. So it looks like this is pretty much what has been predicted.
In other words, the vaccine, in layperson's terms, has possibly created a super mutation.
Potentially.
Right? Potentially.
Dr. Malone, I tell you what, Dr. Malone, if you could just stay for just a few minutes on the break, what I want to ask you is that could nature have mutated this quickly that this variant possibly herd immunity, you're talking about T cells and antibodies, that it may not, the herd immunity may not work. Having natural immunity may not work. Dr. Mo, hang on for a second. Peter Navarro, it's Black Friday. We've got a lot of economics to go through, a lot about consumer price and all that, but we got to get to the bottom of this first. Short commercial break. Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter Navarro, join us in the room after a short commercial break. I was recently introduced to one of the coolest gun products that I've seen in a long time and wanted to share it with you immediately. It's called the iTarget Pro, and it allows you to dry fire practice with your actual firearm in the comfort, safety, and privacy of your own home. In other words, without old Joe looking over your shoulder. With the cost of ammo through the roof, this gives law-abiding gun owners a better way to train regularly. No more inconvenient trips to the range or expensive practice ammunition. Let me repeat that. No more inconvenient trips to the range or expensive practice ammunition. Just download the iTarget's proprietary app, load the laser bullet into your firearm, and start your training experience. Dry fire training will help develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. iTarget Pro comes in all the major calibers, including for your AR, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Go to iTargetPro.com right now and save 10% plus. Get the free shipping with the offer code Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. That is the offer code Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in one day. Let me repeat that. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in just one day. That's the letter iTargetPro, iTargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com, offer code Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. Once again, iTargetPro.com, offer code Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. Use your agency, take action, action, action. Do it today.
Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, it's Black Friday. We've got a lot to get to, but throughout the world, a wake-up call about the CCP virus, ladies and gentlemen. And trust me, all the globalists and the guys in the Biden administration right now, talked to Steve Cortez this morning, they're thinking about how they get off the hook on inflation, how they get off the hook on the banks. Blame it on the virus, another lockdown, and have and do another massive stimulus package. But they're just looking to print that, rev up the printing presses and go. Make sure it's Black Friday. If you want to get your gifts on time, go to MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. Pete Buttigieg will not be in your life. Mike Lindell will. If you order it, you're going to get it, okay? You got towels, sheets, pillows across the board. We're going to give more details about that later, including Dr. Peter Navarro's testing of the towels. But I want to go for –
Yeah, let me follow up. I want to take your question with Doc Malone, which is the important one, which is this mutation – does this kind of blow out any of the antibodies, T cell immunities that people have? So one variant of that question, Doc, is will a person who's had the virus and has what the Israelis say are 20 times the antibodies and presumably T cell immunities, will they in some sense be in a better situation than, say, a vaccinated person, or is this mutation likely to kind of blow out everybody's natural immunities this time, and basically we reset the whole clock on herd immunity, Doc?
So I'm going to take the crystal ball approach. This is not proof. This is me inferring from the very scant available data. I just re-reviewed what Penny Moore said to Nature in the publication that was just out last night. What she said is there's evidence by computational immunology of T cell epitope escape, and it appears that she's talking about spike. Okay, so there is suggestion on her part that this may escape T cell effector cells against spike domains. She is not speaking about general T cell responses across the entire 50 plus virus proteins and protein subunits that are potential T cell epitopes. So if you're asking me to speculate, my prediction is that the broad-based immunity conferred by natural infection will continue to provide greater protection against disease than the virus will.
Then the vaccine will.
Is that what you meant, Doc?
I apologize.
Ho, slow down, because that's going to be, hang on. The media's going to be all,
say that again.
Say that again from the top. I don't want to have the miss. Take it from the top.
So I'm speculating, based on the comments of Penny Moore, a leading virologist in South Africa, who is doing the analysis of these escape mutants and their functional consequences. She's identifying T cell epitopes on spike, it appears, by computational immunology, which is a little bit sketchy. She needs to confirm that. But she believes that she's seeing evidence, and I infer, because all of the mutations that are being listed are in spike, of T epitopes associated with spike that have mutated to escape T cell surveillance, in addition to the receptor binding domain and antibody targets that seem to have mutated. So I predict, if that's the case, that the natural immune will continue to have increased protection against the new variant, NU, compared to those that have received the spike vaccines.
Yeah, that's huge. But that is huge.
Okay.
And that's the best argument to go back to where I started with this show, which is that the Malone-Navarro doctrine dictates an immediate end to universal vax policies, because it's creating exactly the problem. It appears to be creating exactly the problem that Doc Malone and I warned about. And what we need to do is shift strategy, pivot to a widespread therapeutics strategy at the very earliest stages of the disease. And if we do not do that, to quote the great Mel Gibson in a movie, people will die.
Let me, Dr. Mo, before we let you go, last thing. How do you pivot? If you and Navarro, this thesis you have is correct, how do you get this apparatus? Because Tony Fauci's up here this morning, and you can see it goes back to your things. Why has Africa not had a problem to date? And what about the kids? They're going to converge these two, right? Fauci's already talking about, hey, this makes it that we got to get, you know, the mandate we got is got to get to the kids right away and now to the babies. So how do you pivot this entire apparatus on the data you've seen? How do we actually use this as a fulcrum to make people look at the data, look at the evidence, and actually look at the science, sir?
I've given up on this administration. And I've given up on the people that have basically bought into this narrative that are hypnotized. There's no hope for these people. What we can do is encourage your viewership and others to find physicians, to build community, to get ready for this wave. It will hit us, and you need to find docs that will practice medicine and keep you out of the hospital, because the data are not good for treatment of this disease in the hospital.
Dr.
As my wife likes to put out, we have one of the highest death rates in the world right now from American medicine and the guidance of Dr. Fauci. That's where we're at. You've got to take control of your own lives, and you cannot rely on this academic medical industrial complex. They are completely failing you, and they're resistant to the data and the logic. They are unable to perceive it or act on it. All they are doing right now is basically a great big CYA exercise.
I might add here that the reason that is true is that we have the most extreme restrictions on therapeutics around the world. And thank you, Janet Woodcock, who is the FDA commissioner, because she was at the tip of the spear. I go back to the In Trump Time book, Chapter 7,
Janet and Rick Bright, this is a story worth telling.
Steve, because when President Trump ordered the FDA to make hydroxychloroquine a safe drug for 60 years, widespread available through private physicians to people for early treatment use, when it works. Janet Woodcock and Rick Bright countermanded that order and issued an order instead that said, you can't do that. You can't have private physicians administer that on an outpatient basis. The only thing you can do is give hydroxychloroquine to people in hospitals when they're on their deathbed, right?
Peter,
it was a subversion of a doctrine. And let me just finish this and hit him. And it's like treating a gunshot wound with aspirin. Doc, go ahead.
This was a conspiracy. Zeb Zelenko has put that together very nicely. Remember, Zeb was the guy that originally wrote to the president and advocated for hydroxychloroquine based on his experience in New York. It is explicitly clear. Rick Bright admits it. He's proud of it. Rick and Janet conspired to cook this deal so that you could not, physicians could not administer hydroxychloroquine in the outpatient environment, which is what had been done in China.
And it's all in the anybody disbelieves what Doc Malone just said, it's all in the interim time. Yeah. It's murder. There's blood on the hands of these people. And the point is flood the zone with therapeutics right now. It's our only chance.
When you say the other thing about therapeutics, when Peter was talking the other day about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you made the point that now we've got many, many different types of alternatives. Take a second for that, Dr. Malone, for our audience. I want to know how people can get access to you, how they get to your social media, because the next couple of this weekend, people ought to be, you know, hey, you got to do it again. You got to get totally up to speed on this. We're the first guys to have Zelenko on.
It's coming.
On media. So Doc Malone, you're saying we've actually gone beyond hydroxychloroquine and just ivermectin. You're saying there's now a range of other alternatives. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah. So we're now in a situation in which physicians that are experienced, remember, NIH doesn't treat patients. They are not a treatment source. The CDC does not treat patients. The FDA does not treat patients. There are physicians all over the United States that have treated thousands and thousands and thousands of patients and kept them out of the hospital and kept them alive. They involve stage protocols. They are really quite nuanced now. You can find many of them on the FLCCC site. But there are many others. Richard Urso is another one. There's a group down in the Imperial Valley of California that have saved thousands and thousands of people's lives, poor people. This is now catching fire. And basically, we're having to travel all over the United States and the world as a group and train physicians. We're giving certified medical education coursework now to train physicians in how to treat this disease early and save these lives through stage treatment protocols.
So, Dr. Malone, how do people get to you? And you got your manifesto, you've got your group of physicians worldwide, you've also got your social media feeds. How do people track you over the weekend?
Twitter, obviously, is always kept up to date with the latest data, including multiple posts relating to this particular variant. So that's at RW Malone MD. Then there's the Unity Project, www.unityprojectonline.com. And then there is the International Association of Physicians and Scientists, which is available at www.globalcovidsummit.org. There's other groups in Europe for your European listeners, Hippocrate, IPPOCRATE.org. Is another one. In addition, the AAPS, the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, has excellent books on early treatment. So all of these are resources that your audience can find. And I recommend that you particularly take a look at the protocols on the FLCCC site and download those.
Okay. You're also up on Getter, because I don't know how long you're going to be on Twitter. How long are you up on Getter?
Yeah, and I am, and I'm being told that I need to launch a Substack right now. Lots of stuff that has to be done.
Okay, so you're on Getter, sir, all that. Okay.
This is a true American hero.
This is a hero.
In the 2024 Trump administration, this is the head of the NIH or the FDA or whatever the heck he wants.
I think he might be a vice presidential candidate.
There we go.
Trump. Dr. Olin, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you for changing your day, too, to do this. We haven't even got to Black Friday. We're going to get to that. Yeah. But Peter, back in, I mean, to have Fauci out there this morning saying this and think that when we first started this journey, and you and I, because we know China so well, right? And that's how we got on top of it, because we know China, and you had done a book about it and knew about this. Today, at the White House, you got about a minute. What should they be doing right now over at the White House?
They have to throw out their entire strategy, rethink, based on exactly what Dr. Malone said and what Dr. Malone and I predicted months ago.
That can't happen.
Then they can't do that. So they will triple down.
I'm asking logic. They can't do that. You agree. They're so in. So bought in.
The way this could happen would be through the World Health Organization shifting gears. But, Steve, this is like basically the world is going to split quickly into two camps, right? And you're going to have all the countries – Australia, whatever, Australia. The pro-lockdown folks, and they're going to double down on the vax and the lockdowns, and then there's other countries like Sweden who are not, and there's going to be
Florida, Texas, Tennessee, they're not locking down here in this country.
Mel Gibson, men will die and women.
Okay, short commercial break. Back to Dr. P. Navarro. We've got a whole cast of guests that we've had to back up here. We're going to chop some wood when we get back here in the war room.
Us, censors us, deplatforms us. Conservatives have been helpless to do anything about it until now. Join Getter, the social media platform that supports free speech and opposes cancel culture. On Getter, you can express your political beliefs without fear of Silicon Valley liberals coming after you. Getter is led by former Trump advisor and War Room co-host Jason Miller, who saw what big tech did to President Trump and decided to fight back. Getter is the fastest growing social media platform in history, with 2 million users, including prominent conservatives like Mike Pompeo, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Steve Bannon. Join Getter. It's in the App Store, the Google Play Store, and at Getter.com. Longer posts, longer videos, sharper and clearer pictures. And unlike the Silicon Valley oligarchs, Getter will never sell your data. Send a message today. Join Getter. It's time to cancel culture.
We have infused so much money into the financial system that interest rates have indeed been driven down to zero. So there's no point for anybody to really invest in bonds because there's no income stream to be had, right? So what's happening now is all that money is being focused on the stock market, driving up the stock market. And I've told you on this show flat out, I've said it many times now, 2021 is going to be the year of the big short. I mean, this will collapse.
Okay, welcome back. Look, one of the things we pride this show in is to get you information, access to thinkers, access to articles months and months ahead of time. This is what the signal, not the noise, is. And when we say tomorrow's news today, or when we quote Wellington about looking over the other side of the hill, it's very important. And you see, when you're empowered, that's when your agency really gets empowered, because you kind of have a sense of where things are going directionally. And then your actions can move around that. And then all of a sudden, people in your sphere, people at your company, people in your life say, hey, that's incredible. They really kind of know what's going on. What I'm really proud of about this second phase of this is that you and Malone have been on this now for a couple of months. And you've been talking, you and Cortez both have been talking about the convergence of forces here of supply chain and the deep systemic problems we have, which now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to blame Elizabeth Warren. They're doing this childish. It's the greedy. Look, I'm as against the big corporations as anybody. That's not quite the problem here. You called this a couple of weeks ago. The market's down two points a day. And so a lot of people ask me, when's this variant coming here? Yeah. I think Navarro, who argued for the shutdowns, and we on the show argued the shutdowns in January, you've actually said you think it's too late for that.
Yes.
You think it's already here. Yes. It's been here several weeks.
Yeah. The travel bans at this point won't work. The genie's out of the bottle. But let's talk about the market for a minute. That clip that folks saw was from January of 2021 on this show. Okay. This will collapse. This is why this war room is so good, because you basically get like, not, it's not like tomorrow's news today. It's like, it's really kind of incredible. But let me explain. Let me just go to first principles here. What stock prices are supposed to reflect in normal times is an expectation of a future stream of earnings. So that if you expect strong growth in a low inflationary environment, you are going to buy stocks. Okay, the stocks will, and then and things will trend up. And during the Trump administration, when we saw the Dow go steadily up to 25,000, I predicted on election day and got taken off the air by Steve Bannon afterwards. It's our own inside joke. It was happening for good reasons. It was happening because earnings did go up on that expectation, and we had solid growth in place. What I'm talking about now is a different paradigm. In January of 2021, when I made that prediction, what I'm seeing is just a sea of capital out there and money, and a lot of the extra money because of the fiscal irresponsibility of the federal government trying to stimulate our way out of something that needs structural adjustments.
Stimulating by fiscal and also monetary, continue to print money. We're tripling down.
Flooding
with cash.
The financial markets with cash. So where's that going to go? Well, it's not going to go to bonds because it's zero interest rate. So it's got to go to stocks. So my point is that this is what's happening when the market went up under Biden was totally different from when it went up under Trump. And it's important to understand that, because
Trump was growth oriented about real operating returns.
Stock prices are supposed to be an expectation of a future stream of earnings growth you get under Trump. So stocks go up. In this case, it's simply there was no place else for money to go but the stock market.
This is the financial thing.
And so at some point, it's a game of, Steve, of musical chairs, where at some point, the big short starts. And now hang on. January 2021, I said this would be the year of big shorts. 2 weeks ago on this show, and we're going to get a clip of that for the 5 o'clock show, I said, I'm going short on this market. Okay. So this Bannon's War Room, okay, is if you can choose to watch CNBC, Bloomberg, or Fox Business, or Bannon's War Room. And this is the only place where you got
We called the last short on 2020.
Yes.
But you've taken a year. They've still flooded. Let me tell you what they're doing at the White House right now.
Well, when I made that prediction, I said October.
I understand.
Yeah.
October. Okay. Good. It was a pretty good call.
Yeah.
At the White House, here's what they're doing right now. They are looking at every element right now of how to blame their fiscal and monetary and economic mismanagement on this variant.
Yeah.
They are sitting there right now, and they're going to hype this as potentially dangerous as it is, when you have guys like Malone who are not scaremongers, as potentially dangerous as it is, they're going to hype it up to the max, because they're going to try to lay off every problem they've got you had the Delta. And here's what they're going to say. It's the unvaccinated. Yeah. The unvaccinated are still the problem.
Well, they're going to use it as a tool. They're going to use it to reinforce their vax policy and start jabbing kids. They're going to use it to argue for this latest bill, the Pelosi-Biden Build Back to Nowhere bill.
Not the $3 trillion. Yeah. And they're going to plot and plan on another stimulus package for the spring.
And there's no hyperbole enough to say how catastrophic this is going to be, and for a long time.
The American economy, he just had a 4-hour mini summit with Xi.
If
you look at the readout, don't take it from Bannon. Look at the readout from the State Department and the readout from the CCP. Not one mention. And by the way, the two readouts are quite different, right, about the tone and inflection points. But not one mention of the CCP virus at Wuhan lab.
Not one mention.
Which is the rare hell of it all.
Original sin of all of this.
You get that if you get.
Thank you very much.
That's where I could, those sections I couldn't put down in your book. It was just amazing. Okay, the rare hell of it all. And you can see the toughness and smartness of Donald J. Trump. Okay, short commercial break. We're going to come back. It's Black Friday. We're going to talk about Cyber Monday. The cyber of it all next.